And good morning, 7:30 news time here on your first day of March for 2025. This is Brian Dust in with a check of news. 31 degrees right now in Effingham. Yeah, we have dipped a little bit below freezing, but we'll warm up here shortly and hit a high near 36. We'll have full details of your forecast coming up. First, a couple of quick notes about Monday and beyond for some road closures. As here in Effingham, the street department's going to be closing West Section Avenue from South 5th Street to South Banker on Monday. That'll be closed from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. for a sewer repair situation. And IDOT has let us know about the daytime closure of Chestnut Street in the village of Farina. That'll be Illinois 37 between Washington Street and Jefferson Street. That begins on Monday. That's because they're tearing down some of the grain bins there. And that work is expected to last just a little bit over a month. So ADM is coordinating the removal of the grain bins. A detour utilizing Jefferson Street, Walnut Street, and Washington will be posted. So again, you might need to find a little extra time in your schedule if you're taking that route beginning on Monday. Could last for a little over a month. At the state level, Illinois lawmakers have a lot of questions for Chicago area's public transportation agencies as a massive funding shortfall is looming. Capital News Illinois reports that Metra, the Chicago Transit Authority, PACE, and the Regional Transportation Authority face a collective $771 million deficit in 2026. State lawmakers say the transit agencies must make significant reforms before the state provides new funding to close that gap. While some legislators propose consolidating the organizations, some agency heads say that could lead to administrative challenges. So the transit agencies say lawmakers must come up with new funding by the end of this May, or riders of all those services could face serious service reductions for next year. Also, the Marion County Board has hired Alex Craik as its new county highway engineer. That's pending IDOT approval, as Craik is currently an engineer with the City of Wentzville, Missouri. As Road and Bridge Committee co-chair Adam Smith says, Craik is originally from Diedrich and wants to return to the southern Illinois area. So welcome back to Alex Craik, the new county highway engineer for Marion County, pending IDOT approval. Also, from the IDNR folks, hunters in Illinois harvested a preliminary record statewide total of 1,045 wild turkeys during the 2024-2025 fall archery turkey season. The total compares last year's harvest of 803 to this current 1,045, and the five-year average of 763 birds harvested. So yeah, could be a record there. The previous record for fall archery season was back about 10 years ago when 851 turkeys were taken. But yeah, 1,045 turkeys. So huge increase there. The top five counties for fall archery wild turkey harvest this season were Fayette with 37, Jefferson with 28, Pike County with 25, Marion with 24, and Joe Davies with 23. But yeah, our very own Fayette County led the wild turkey harvest. Just as an example, for whatever reasons in the turkey harvest increase, Effingham County alone a year ago had 6 turkeys harvested in the fall season. This year it was 16, so a fourfold increase in the number of turkeys taken here just in Effingham, and other counties were similar. Jasper County had about the same, with 9 the previous fall and 9 this past fall. Also at the state level, Gabby Barrett, former headliner last year at the Effingham County Fair, is taking the stage at the DuCoin State Fair. She'll be on the grandstand to close out the fair on Monday, September 1st. Of course, well known in this area, but her debut single, I Hope, ruled the Billboard Hot Country Song charts for 27 weeks, a record-breaking term, making her the youngest artist with a number one debut on country radio in over 20 years. Barrett also registered a huge hit with Glory Days. Plenty of songs you can hear on KJ Country 102.3. Tickets for the Gabby Barrett concert start becoming available for purchase at Ticketmaster's site on Monday at 10 a.m. The DuQuoin State Fair runs from August 22nd to September 1st. More information at dsf.illinois.gov. And a little bit more at the local level, Coles County Habitat for Humanity recently received a $200,000 grant through the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago Affordable Housing Program. This grant was made possible through Habitat's strong partnership with First Mid Bank and Trust. As Coles County Habitat for Humanity Executive Director Melissa McDaniel said, her organization will be using the grant money to build four new homes for local people in need, the first of which has already been completed. McDaniel said, quote, "We've made the commitment to double our impact by building two homes annually for our neighbors. Receiving the grant means we can continue this level of impact and seek more ways we can serve the housing needs of our community." So great news up there. And a reminder, one more thing here for tomorrow. The next in a series of meetings on the future of the Village of Montrose is scheduled for tomorrow. The meeting is planned for Montrose, but it's taking place at the Teutopolis Banquet Hall in T-Town. Doors will open at 11 a.m., appetizers from 11 until 1. Then you got a meal available. Pretty good deal there at 1 p.m. for a free will donation. Other activities include door prizes, a cash bar, even entertainment from 3 to 5, and of course, guest speakers talking about that. As this event is sponsored by More for Montrose, t-shirts with that and hats will be on sale, and admission to this event, though, is free. Organizers invite anyone interested in future goals and vision for the growth of Montrose to attend. The committee will have future goal displays, so you'll be able to learn how you can get involved. Again, things kick off there at the Teutopolis Banquet Hall at 11 a.m. tomorrow, and I think we'll mention that again in Community Calendar. Let's take a break, and we'll come back with obituaries and your forecast in 60 seconds.
The Effingham Performance Center will welcome Starship featuring Mickey Thomas to the stage Friday, March 14th. It's Starship featuring Mickey Thomas at the EPC Friday, March 14th. Purchase tickets at the EPC box office or at Ticketmaster.com/EPC.
This is Matt Broniker for Russ Broniker Cadillac Buick GMC and Russ Broniker Service Express here in Effingham. The automotive landscape looks a lot different than a year ago. Our customers and our sales staff continually express their excitement in our ever-growing new and pre-owned inventory. And we are so happy to be able to offer each of our vehicles an exceptional value. We made the decision to work with a more controlled inventory in order to make each vehicle we offer the best value to our customers. So please accept this as your invitation to call or stop in to see what we have to offer. We are Russ Broniker Cadillac Buick and GMC, a legacy of excellence.
And news time now, 7:38. Here's a check of local obituaries into the newsroom. As word of the passing of Joyce Peterson, 78, of Louisville, who died on Thursday, February 27th. In Louisville. Funeral services for Joyce Peterson will be held at 11 a.m. Thursday, March the 6th, at McGriff Funeral Home in Louisville. Visitation on Wednesday evening at the funeral home from 5 to 7, and also on Thursday from 10 to 11 a.m. Macy Leanne Kintner, 25, of Oblong, passed away on Friday, February 28th, in Belleville. Funeral arrangements for Macy Leanne Kintner are incomplete at the Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Susan K. Hayton, 79, of Neoga, passed away on Wednesday, February 26th, in Mattoon. Funeral services for Susan K. Hayton will be held at 11 a.m. Friday, March the 7th, in the Swingelodell Funeral Home in Neoga. Visitation from 10 a.m. until the service, also at the funeral home. Jack Burton, 86, of rural Watson, passed away on Wednesday, February 26th in Mattoon. Funeral services for Jack Burton will be held at 7 p.m. Monday, March the 3rd, in the First Christian Church of Neoga. Visitation also on Monday from 4 p.m. until 7 p.m., also in the church. Matthew Wayne Burke, 54, of Newton, died on Wednesday, February 26th, in Mattoon. Funeral services for Matthew Wayne Burke are pending at the Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Word of the passing of Todd Wilson, 57, of Ingraham, who died on Wednesday, February 26th, in Flora. Funeral arrangements for Todd Wilson are also pending at the Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Funeral services for 90-year-old Bertha May Wessendorf of Diedrich will be Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph Catholic Church in Island Grove. Visitation for Bertha May Wessendorf will be from 9:30 until 11 a.m. Tuesday at the St. Joseph Parish Center. Graveside services for Nancy Jo Babs, 71, of Neoga, will be Monday at 11 o'clock at Riverside Cemetery in Newton. Again, those graveside services for Nancy Jo Babs of Neoga will be Monday at Riverside Cemetery at 11 o'clock. Funeral services for 88-year-old Lawrence Carey of Effingham will be Monday at 10 o'clock at St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Effingham. Visitation held from 4 to 7 Sunday evening at the church for Lawrence Carey, and that'll be followed by a Knights of Columbus Rosary and Fourth Degree service. Funeral services for Ruth Shadwell, 102, of Effingham, will be Tuesday at 2 o'clock at Centenary United Methodist Church in Effingham. Visitation for Ruth Shadwell will be from 1 until 2 p.m. on Tuesday. A memorial visitation for 86-year-old Clarence Habing of Watson will be Monday from 5 to 7 p.m. at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. Again, memorial visitation services for 86-year-old Clarence Habing of Watson will be Monday from 5 to 7 at Johnson's Funeral Home. Funeral services for Donna Wills, 85, of Beecher City, will be Sunday at 2 o'clock at Lockhart Green Funeral Home in Beecher City. Visitation for Donna Wills will be from 1 to 2 p.m. on Sunday. Funeral services for 4-year-old Jeremiah Stice, 4-year-old son of Philip and Hannah Stice of Effingham, formerly of Herrick, will be today at 10 o'clock at Christ Tabernacle Church in Herrick. Again, those services for 4-year-old Jeremiah Stice, son of Philip and Hannah Stice of Effingham, formerly of Herrick, that will be today at 10 o'clock in Herrick at Christ Tabernacle Church. A memorial service for John David Lewis, 68, of Greenup, will be today at 12 noon at Barclay Funeral Chapel in Greenup. Visitation for David Lewis will be today from 10 a.m. until noon. Funeral services for 86-year-old Eldon Galloway of Newton will be today at 10 o'clock at Scott Avenue Christian Church in Newton. Again, services for Eldon Galloway of Newton will be today at 10 in Newton's Scott Avenue Christian Church. And finally, visitation for Mark Van Dyke, 70, of Yorkville. That'll be today at 10 o'clock, followed by a memorial service at 10:30, and that'll be at Old Union Church near Louisville. Again, the visitation for Mark Van Dyke will be today at 10 o'clock, followed by a memorial service at 10:30 at the Old Union Church near Louisville. Now let's switch gears and check your weather forecast. Well, nothing too crazy and no frozen precipitation, so I guess we're in good shape. Today we're looking at sunny skies and a high near 36 with north-northwest winds gusting to 25. Mostly clear tonight and a low of 19. Winds will actually be calming down. Sunny conditions return on Sunday with a high of 41. Winds just light and variable. Sunday night, some clouds rolling in and a low of 28. Then our first chance of rain begins Monday morning, 30% likely, with mostly cloudy skies and a high of 46. Right now in Effingham, we've got 31 degrees with a northwest wind gusting at 20. That makes the wind chill feel like 20 out there. The morning low was 30. We've just risen a degree, but yesterday's high was all the way up at 71. But again, currently 31 in Effingham. That's been a check of news.